then he had another poem that he planted all together to make his meal and bitch out of it. It was a flint.
Flint?
And I mean, it was a hard that the weaver could not eat this. And it was good bitch. Good meal. And I'm trying to think. And field corn that we planted back then was known as goat seed.
It's what?
The name of it was goat seed.
Mm-hmm.
That was the field corn we planted back then.
Okay. Now what about the grits? Do they have other terms that they call those?
No. The grits and meal, that was it.
Even after you cook it, it was still called grits?
Almond. Well, sometimes we call it grit, but after it was cooked, it was known as cornbread.
Okay. Do they have any other kind of hominy that was like the whole grain of the corn?
Yeah, we had what was known as big hominy.
Uh-huh.
That was the whole grain of corn. And it was carried through a live process. Now, I can't tell you much about that. Except that I know it was guaranteed this live process, and that live took the husk.
Uh-huh.
In other words, they're on the outside. You build a fire around them. You use them in butchering and on wash days.
Mm-hmm. Great big. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Seen some around. Now, what about different ways to call the animals that people had around here, like to call the cows to come in out of the field? How would you get them to come?
Well, the cows call was cooling.
Okay.
And you got there, I can hear my baby right now. I've done it a lot being called the cows.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, they come too.
Mm-hmm. How about the calves? Would they have to call in a certain way?
They follow the old cows to the house.
How about to get the mules or horses to come up?
There's no special call that I know of for the mule or horses. You all went and built all these. If they were out in the pasture, you already went and built them.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. How about for the pigs?
Well, you got a special call for pigs.
What was that one?
Whoop, whoop. I don't know how you spell it. They used to have hog calling contests.
Did they?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. See who could call the hog the loudest.
Uh-huh. There's some people that get together for a fair or something like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How about sheep? Did anybody raise any sheep around here?
No, not down here. I think there are a few of the people that tried sheep, but they don't hang out.
Mm-hmm. And what about for the chickens? How would you call them?
Well, mostly at plucking time.
When you go to feed them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Either the plucking sound or cheep, 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 and all that.
That's one thing everybody's got different in different places,
that's
you know,
right.
Their ways of calling them.